Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
Hi, my name is Zach Davis, and I'm the director of a ministry called Unstoppable Media. Now, you might be saying, ministry and media, what does that mean? Well, our mission is to inspire people to Christ through songs and stories of hope. Well, here at Unstoppable Media, we want to help people stir up their expectation in God again. Believers to hook on to hope, the hope that is in Christ and the fact that eternal salvation is ours in Him. And one day I have good news for you. One day Jesus Himself will come back on a white horse and He's going to set everything right and He's going to make all things new. Would you join us on our mission of hope?
For more information on how you can support Unstoppable Media, please visit their website at unstoppablegmr.org.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and we are here to talk all about business. Small businesses are the bread and butter of our community, and we love having this podcast as a platform for businesses to be able to tell their story and to be able to educate those out there, young entrepreneurs or even seasoned entrepreneurs who just need a little extra help to be able to understand better what industries that they can tap into, what business leaders they can use as a resource, what community people can use as local business as opposed to big box stores, because we really want to support those who support our community. Today, I'm super excited, actually, to be able to interview Chad Engelkay with Pure Focus Media. No, it's a little seems a little silly that I'm interviewing my own husband, but I may know everything about him, but I know that you guys don't. So Chad with Pure Focus Media is our guest today. Chad, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you. I always like being part of the South Haven Chamber and getting to do some of the things that y'all do here.
Well, we want to dive right in. We need to know all about you, all about Pure Focus Media, how you came to be, and we'll go from there.
Well, I've been here in the Mid-South for a little over 28 years. I moved here from Oklahoma back in the late 90s and came here for a visit. And then I guess I just loved it here and didn't move back. So I've been here longer, or lived here in the Mid-South longer than I did in Oklahoma. So this is my new true home. And I just can't see myself living anywhere else. But Pure Focus Media, I started it. It kind of came out of doing real estate. That's where my major background is. I've been doing that for 20 years. And I wanted to kind of set myself apart from others. So I started learning how to do photography for real estate. I got my drones license so I could do the aerials too. And one day, an agent from another company asked me who did my photos, and I was like, "Well, I did them myself." And they're like, "Well, do you do it for others?" And at that point, I had really never thought about doing it for other real estate agents. And ever since then, I've been building my clientele with other agents doing real estate photography and videography. And now I've just expanded in learning that trait even in more for businesses and other people that need that.
I know that you, in addition to doing just the real estate photography, that you also have a platform that you utilize so that they're able to have like 360 tours and stuff like that, that you can build a custom package for marketing?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the companies that I use to do my deliverables allows me to, I own the equipment to do 360 tours. I can do floor plans. Of course, I do all the pictures with my cameras, and then, like I said, I do a lot of drone work. But in addition, one of the platforms, they have the option of doing marketing kits, which I know a lot of us agents always have a hard time creating content for Facebook or Instagram or the other social media platforms. These are a way for you to kind of edit things that are already pre-done, so you can use the pictures the way you see, the ones that you want to use. And they come out with videos of that, slideshow videos that help them market the house for their clients.
So for other people that are trying to get into the real estate market and things, what sort of things should they be looking for in a photographer as opposed to doing it themselves with a cell phone? Like, why does that matter?
Well, the reason I can tell you what it matters to me, and the reason that I was been a very big advocate for doing photos. Now, I learned a lot of mine. I mean, I was doing a lot of them prior to the pandemic, but during the pandemic, it was a lot harder for, I feel, for photographers to do the professional photos because things were selling so fast across the country. But now that we're kind of post-pandemic, I find that sometimes people don't like to make changes. Well, the biggest advantage is, I feel, is that most of these houses average between $300,000 and $500,000. So it's a very big investment. And if I'm going to list someone's house, or if another agent's going to list it, then why wouldn't you not want to promote it in its best light? Now, I do know there's a lot of people that do with their phones, and they do some great work with their phones. But there are others that I find that are either too dark, they're yellow, they don't do true color. So when they get put on the platforms like Zillow or Realtor.com, buyers, it has to be appealing to a buyer. So when the buyer sees a yellow kitchen, it doesn't look very appealing. Now, it's a $500,000 house, maybe, and maybe that kitchen's gorgeous when you go to the house. But if you can't draw them in from the photo, because, you know, the old saying is a picture's worth 1,000 words. So I add to that, what are you actually saying with that picture? So what does a yellow picture of a kitchen tell about a $500,000 house that looks gorgeous in person? Doesn't say a lot. So I encourage all realtors that they really need to look at, if it's not me as a photographer looking to get professional photos, because you can make a $100,000 house look its best if you got the right color and you're processing the pictures the right way. And I feel we owe it to our clients. Real estate agents owe it to their sellers as part of their marketing thing to get professional photos, get drone work so they can see the house from the area that the house is in. Maybe it's got a community pool or something like that. That should be something that gets included to show that is part of it. Instead of just a picture of a small little building or a pool, you're getting to see the whole entire complex from the sky.
And that drone footage that you're able to use for marketing homes, you, as a drone operator, you've done stuff for a lot of other things that's kind of brought you out of just the real estate world. I know as you've developed Pure Focus Media, you've really started to even gravitate towards other businesses and supporting them. What are some of the other things that you've done with your drone work outside of real estate?
Well, like I said, starting in real estate, that's where I get my background. As I got into the space and realized that there were so many more avenues, one of the things that I've done for other businesses is maybe they're having a large event. I know I've recently been part of the Tanger Scare on the Square that they had. And you could really get to see the event from the sky and get to see the gravity of how big the crowds were and what it looked like from there and just really get a different perspective. I have filmed different 5K events for the Sugar Run for many years. I've also done the Dream Center's 5K, doing some of their drone work, just to show, show the magnitude of the event. I mean, it's one thing to take it from the ground and I can video from the ground showing the runner, and that's great. But to see the scope of how far they're running, where they're running, and just, you know, when they're tiny little dots from the sky and you're seeing them move across this neighborhood, it just gives a different perspective of what it really is for these people that are doing these runs and different things.
Well, I have to say, since I do have that inside knowledge and have seen quite a bit of your work, I mean, you've done a ton for even the South Haven Chamber. You help us do the editing for this. As far as your drone stuff, my favorite thing I think that you've done is the fireworks display at 4th of July a couple of years ago. So you're completely unlimited as to what you can do with your drone operation.
Well, within reason. I mean, I can't fly over people, and there's a very, I mean, I have to be, get permissions to fly at certain times, but for the most part, it is definitely a discussion that we can find a way to do the things necessary to get that, perfect shot that we need.
So quite literally the sky's the limit, huh?
Yeah, the sky's the limit.
Well, I want to go and get into the photography side of things and just to kind of see what you have been doing here recently, some of your most recent projects, but we need to take a quick break because we have to go and thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat because they're the ones that support us and make it possible for us to do what we do. So y'all stay right here. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to get a quick word from our sponsors.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. I am here with Chad Engelke of Pure Focus Media, and we're talking all about the things that he does to help elevate an event, to elevate and market homes for real estate agents through videography, photography, and everything in between. I wanted to touch for a moment on the photography side of things, because I know that you do way more than just real estate photography. Can you tell me a little bit about what else you offer as far as photos?
Well, as far as photography, the biggest thing that I probably do is events. I mean, large and small. So if it's an event where it's a gala, I can take pictures of the gala. Or if it's just a, you know, like I've done for the chambers, both the Horn Lake and the South Haven Chambers, it may be just going to a ribbon cutting and just documenting that. So it's something is, it, you know, like that, just so that they have professional photos at these events. One of the other things that I do is I like to add value or elevate an event. So I do have a photo booth, and I really do like running that photo booth. I do have help. Usually my son comes and helps me a lot of times, especially if I'm doing photography for the event. And he just loves having fun interacting with the people there. And they get a little bit, you know, digital memento of being at that event. And it's a lot of fun. So it's just something I like to do to add value and everything. So I'd love to talk to people about if they want to elevate their next event with a photo booth. But that's pretty much the what I do for my photography is mainly events.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I can say that I absolutely love the photo booth. People really just get out of their, you know, comfort zones, even in a business setting, and have a great time and just cut up. I know I've had your photo booth at a couple of our chamber events, and it's just been next level, and it really does add a little something to your events. But I know that your main focus and your main passion is for helping businesses and small businesses especially to be able to tell their story. So can you go into that a little bit and tell everybody where your passions truly lie?
Well, video really is the one of the greatest mediums. One of the things that I did for my church for a long time was we were doing testimonials or doing little videos to make introductions. And I fell in love with being able to tell stories through that video and be able to capture emotion. I mean, it's a lot better than just a picture. And so I started that years and years ago. And then through the pandemic, I started honing that craft. I mean, we were all sitting at home a lot of times Even though I was selling a lot of houses, but we spent a lot of time in our houses when we wasn't out doing other things. So I really wanted to hone that process. And in doing so, I found that really the hardest thing I found that small businesses do is they do a lot of things great, but they don't ever really promote themselves. They really have a hard time talking about themselves or even knowing where to go. So one of my passions is to let businesses tell their story through video. And, you know, the next question I usually get is, well, that's got to be expensive. And video can be expensive, but I find ways to have discussions with businesses to figure out what their budget, what they're trying to accomplish, and then try to find a way that we can accommodate their budget with what their vision is so they can get their message out. And we just, it's a discussion. So we try to fit budget, fit video, and what that looks like to every business looks is different. So, you know, a lot of the businesses I do that I work with clients, they just want to sit down in front of, it's kind of like this, but not a conversation, you and I, but more like talking to the camera and just say, okay, here's what we do. And then we add in some behind the scenes footage of what they're doing. So that way what they're saying matches what you're seeing on the screen. So you get a better sense of what that business is all about.
And you are an incredible storyteller. Even from promoting your own business and how you got started doing this, and branding and marketing are a pain point for a lot of businesses. And I think you're seeing that and pushing you to be able to fix that problem and ease that pain point is one of the reasons why I think you're so successful at it. Because a lot of small businesses don't know that they have this as a resource. They think, you know, that it's all about cinematic awesomeness, and that's got to cost a fortune. But the fact is you can have a small business entrepreneur like yourself that has the passion and the knowledge of big production companies that are able to give you quality stuff and to tell your story without breaking your bank. And I love that you are providing that opportunity. And seeing some of our new members in the chamber have even started utilizing that has been a huge benefit, I think.
Well, and the thing is, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've had some contract or client, you know, Chick-fil-A has been one that I've worked with. And, you know, they told me what their vision was. And, you know, and I took what they wanted and I tried to at least meet their expectations. And, you know, but I'm extra and I'm always trying to exceed it. But if I can meet their expectations, when they look at that video and say, you grasp exactly what was in my head and put it on video, that's the greatest compliment that I can get. Because I think that sometimes some people, when they're doing other, you know, other companies doing video, sometimes they make it about what the videographer wants and what they think it should be. And though I do like it when I do have creative freedom, but I still want it to be your brand. It's not it ain't Pure Focus Media's brand to go out there and say, well, here's what you're going to get. And then make that the video. It's what can I do creatively that you're like, oh, I didn't even know that was possible. And then you're like, yeah, that fits exactly what we were trying to accomplish.
So for a business that's wanting to use your services, what does that look like? How would they be able to reach out to you to get that started?
Well, it depends on what service they're wanting. If they're looking to do like real estate photography for all those realtors out there, then they can visit my website at purefocus.media and go under the real estate area of it. And then they can see all the different costs of all the different, either by a package deal or a la carte. If it's for the photo booth, there's another area there of the website for the photo booth, and it explains exactly how that works, the cost and what all. As far as video and video editing, I don't put prices online. Not that I don't have a standard price list. It's I want to have a conversation, because if you want me to come to your event and just record and kind of put something together, that might be something that I can say, okay, it's going to take me this long to get done. It's going to cost this much. If it goes into motion graphics and different things like that to really sell the brand and really promote, well, it may take a little bit more of my time, or this is what it looks like. So those, the best thing to do is to call me or email me. My email address is purefocusmedia@outlook.com, or they can call me at 901-602-3068.
Well, I know for a fact that you tell incredible stories through your commercials. I know that you've worked with several people from the chamber and everything. And I'm really excited for that partnership and even the stuff that you've done here. Can you tell just a little bit about how being a part of the chamber has really helped you build your business?
Well, the chamber is probably one of the best ways of that I found to network for a large audience, because it's very community-based, business community-based, and I have been part of the Horn Lake South Haven community for a long time, and so I feel that the South Haven Chamber, especially, they've got so many members, and the you and Debbie and Chantel and Cece are just y'all just do a wonderful job of really promoting and, you know, utilizing all the businesses that they can inside the chamber, or, you know, like I said, if there's another business that calls and said, hey, I need this service, well, you may have one, two, three people that do that. And you're just like, okay, here's three different people, you know, talk to them and see what they can do. So you're promoting not just one person from an industry, but multiple people. So, and it just gives me an avenue to talk to people and say, hey, you know, the chamber, you know, maybe I get an email or a phone call that the chamber, you know, recommended you. And then I get to tell them what I can do for them and get an opportunity that I wouldn't have had any other way. And it's a way for me to sell myself. So it's not just given stuff, but it's a way for me to build relationships, but with contacts I would have never had if I wasn't part of the chamber.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. I love that our members do see that value. It's more than just showing up and getting a ribbon cutting and having your name on a website. It's really about us trying to be that platform where you help people build their story and tell their story through video. We want to be the megaphone that helps your business tell the masses and do corporately what you're trying to do individually. So I always want to thank you for your dedication to the chamber and for all the things that you do and help support us. And
well, y'all have had a lot of projects. It's been a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, we definitely keep you busy, don't we?
Yes.
Well, is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you want to touch on?
I just want to put a reminder out there that relationships are probably the key to every aspect of business, personal, spiritual. I mean, you know, having a personal relationship for me is with Jesus Christ, number one. And then having a relationship with the community, with my family. I mean, I don't know of any aspect of my life that isn't based on a relationship. So I just want to tell everybody, I mean, I do a lot of leadership stuff in my community in Horn Lake. And I just want people to know that people you meet, you need to make sure that we treat everyone with respect and dignity, that just adding that extra little nice and kindness can make a world of difference in people's lives. And that's how we start, by planting those seeds and building those type of relationships. And if we could do that, I think we would see a different society than we do now.
Well, that's actually one of the chamber slogans that we say all the time. Our motto is relationships create commerce. And it truly is. It's all about the relationships and building that trust and that credibility. And I thank you so much again for being a part of the South Haven Business Beat podcast, for being a part of our chamber, and for just the passion and integrity that you have for the business that you do. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being here and for being a part of the podcast and following us along on this journey. If you haven't done so, please go like and subscribe to South Haven Business Beat. You don't want to miss a single episode of Business Spotlights and just education on building your brand, building your business, and being a vital part of our community. This is a great opportunity. We love you. We thank you. Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.